Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, and it's the last day of May, i.e. May 31st. And
rent's due tomorrow.
Rent's due tomorrow. That's true. It is. We do have a reminder here every day. We have a countdown to the rent day. So good morning, Danny. Good morning, everybody. We have a couple of great guests in the studio, so we're going to get to them in a moment. We have a relationship expert here today, so that's going to be a lot of fun. We always like to talk about that, and you always like to inject your personal life into it, which is good, you know? You get some, you get some help, because she's become a serial dater lately.
Not really.
No?
Not really.
Well, we'll see about that, you know? From where I'm sitting, you are.
Kind of.
How's work? Everything cool with work?
Yeah, I worked last night.
Yeah.
I slept until like 9, 10 this morning, and then I just brushed my teeth and came here.
Yeah. What you're hearing is Danny eating her breakfast.
Almonds.
Almonds, okay. Yeah. So that's...
No one can hear that, Sam.
Bullshit.
No one can.
Bullshit. And besides, we are on Facebook Live this morning, folks. So if you want to see us, go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook, and we're right there. And we're all beautiful and shiny this morning, ready for the weekend. So I started watching. Oh, so I told you I was watching that Rim of the World, right?
Right.
Did you see it at all?
No, I worked last night.
Really?
But I have tonight off.
You
got to
catch it and see it, you know? I mean, at least the scenery is very nice. I don't know about the aliens on there, but...
I know, it looks like one of those movies I'll watch when there's like nothing, absolutely nothing left to watch.
Yeah, you know, it's like... it seems like a low-cost CGI because the aliens don't look real. The spaceships don't really look real.
Well, it's
you know,
a kid's today, movie. It's probably low budget.
Is it a kid's? No, it's not a kid's
yeah.
movie. It's about kids, but it's for adults.
No, really. But I'm saying it's like it's a kid. Like it's supposed to be a kid entertainment.
No, I don't think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's I think that's mainly for like 10-year-olds to like 18.
No.
Yeah, I don't think anyone my age is like running to Netflix to watch that movie.
Why?
It's just no one is.
Well, I was watching it because the camp is at a nice lake, and I thought, wow. Looks better than all those dark movies with the, like, what's his name? John Wick with all the, it's like always
don't
dark
be talking
and
shit
shooting.
About John Wick.
Yeah, but it's a lot of violence. This
I love
one
it.
Is like different, you know?
Because it's give a kid some, movie.
Give me something different.
I think I'm going to go to the movies and see Ma.
Ma?
Yeah.
What's that? A new movie?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like this lady who kills people.
Okay, sounds great. You see, that's what you like to see. I've had it with murders in movies all the time.
My
you know?
Friend, my friend gave it a 6 out of 10, which is terrible. But I just literally at this very second bought MoviePass.
Yeah,
because it's $20 a month, and you can go see a movie every single day.
Right. So
and
they I'm still paying... have it.
Yeah, but
they raised the price. Yeah. But no big deal. Still,
$20 a month is. A lot more than $10 a month. So.
Right, but come on, you've seen so many movies. I mean, just one ticket is $20.
That's what I'm saying, so it's totally worth it.
Right.
If I had this, I would have seen like 10 movies by now.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
so are they still operating? I mean, you can still get it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I literally just
wow,
bought it.
I thought they were like out of business already.
Mm-mm.
What a terrible business model they have. We'll see.
I think it was a great idea. I just don't think great enough idea, people know about it.
No, you can't give it away. You know, I mean, the thing is, it's so much money they're giving away. You know, so
but no one's really going to the movies anymore, really.
Mm.
Unless it's like a movie like John Wick or Avengers, no one's going on a
that's
date for
$50.
That's
not true, though. I mean, when you go out, like on the weekend, there's a lot of people.
At the sometimes movie theater?
Yeah, sometimes you can't get a ticket. I'm telling
you. Yeah,
if
it's a movie that's like...
That's what I'm saying. So,
people have
okay.
been expecting to come out like Avengers. But
so
like Ma,
not,
no one's
going
to go.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Not Ma.
Yeah, you didn't even know what it was.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, we're going to get to our guest today, and we can't keep him waiting all day, you know, especially when we're only talking shit here. So sometimes we catch up on some stuff, and we don't know what to talk about anymore. But sometimes we have a whole 50 minutes of stuff that we talk about, no problem at all. So we welcome Brendan Watts to the show. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Danny.
Of course. It's Watt, not Watts. Brendan Watt.
That's it.
Joining us this morning. And you're a relationship expert. You've written a book. You're from Australia, right?
Yep.
And so are you visiting here now?
I am. I've got some work here in the U.S. doing some conferences. So.
I see. But you don't live here or anything. You're just visiting.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's it. You have like things you're going to do, like workshops, seminars, classes, things like that. And we'll discuss all that and everything. Is this your first time in the U.S.?
No, I've been here many times.
Now. Really?
Yeah.
Well, you might as well live here then, you know. Where in Australia do you live?
I'll have to find a girl to marry.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll find. Literally. That's not hard to do here.
No, it's not. Especially if you have money.
There's a lot of girls here. So where in Australia do you live?
I live on the beach, but it's near Brisbane.
Really?
Have you heard of Noosa?
No, haven't heard of that, but Brisbane, I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's near there, and it's on the beach. It's beautiful.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you live right on the beach or in the area?
Right on the beach,
really?
Much. Yeah.
That's
awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm moving to Brisbane then. What am I going to do here? I'm so far from the beach here, and it's still expensive as hell, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking about the beach today, and I was like, it's so far, and it's not that nice out.
It'll be nice. There's no clouds in the sky.
I know, but it's only going to be 70. That's not laying out weather.
No, it's going to be 80-something today.
No, it's def not.
It def is. That's what they said on the radio.
The high is going to be 71. That's at 2 p.m. By 4, it's already going to be 68.
Yeah.
That's not laying out weather.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Screw it.
Yeah. I also want to introduce Justine, who came in with Brendan. Go ahead, at least say hi, Justine.
Hi, everyone.
Okay. You see, the publicists come in here. They're like, no, I'm not talking. But you see, if you sit in front of a microphone, you're not sitting there and not talking.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. And the second thing is I can't let somebody sit here all show, the entire show and be ignored. You know, it doesn't work like
that.
Thank you. Okay. So you can add some color to the show as well and stuff. But obviously, we'll focus on Brendan. And because you've got quite a career, right? How long have you been doing this, like, relationship stuff?
This was the start of it, the book.
Really?
Yeah, we wrote this book probably 12 to 18 months ago.
Uh-huh. Oh, so it's recent.
It is recent.
Wow.
Yeah. So we wrote that book, and before then I've done many other things, but I had a relationship that worked well, so we thought, let's write a book on it, because we didn't see anything else out there that was really working.
Wow. And who's we? You and... And the
me and the person I was in relationship
at the time.
At the time, Simone Millicis, who wrote the book with me.
Okay. That's Simone Millicis?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we'll give her credit as well.
We will.
And
it does take two to create a relationship.
Yeah, that's true. The book is called Relationship. Are you sure you want one? And here it is for the camera. Great cover, of course. And let's see. Relationship. Are you sure you want one? Now... What does that mean? I mean, so you're saying that people can actually be happy without a relationship.
Yeah.
They don't need one.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
You see, like me, for example, but that's not by choice. You know, it's sort of like been, I don't know, skating through life without meeting anybody, you know, so it's kind of difficult. But I guess if you want one, you can find one, right? I mean, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
You just got to keep looking.
Yeah. And most people that actually want one have one.
Yeah.
They, you know, and most people who aren't in one and think they want one go, well, do I actually want one?
Right.
And that's why we pretty much called the book that, is because most people go, I need a relationship.
Right.
So that kind of...
Because, I mean, I'm a private person. There's been periods in my life where I was not in a relationship, you know? And I was just fine. You know, I have other things to do and stuff. But eventually it catches up with you. And you want somebody that you can share things with, you know, and even more than a long distance relationship, because those I find frustrating, because you can't be with a person all the time. But when you have, let's say, a normal relationship, you know, then you can be with them. You can share things with them. You can cuddle with them. You can do things that you can't do long distance or alone,
yep,
for that matter. So so tell us a little bit about your relationship. How did it go about? How long were you guys together? Were you married?
No, not married.
Not married.
But we started the relationship about 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We both didn't want one at the time. We were both, you know, we kind of just got into it, and then we denied we were in a relationship. No, we're just friends.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you meet?
We met at a seminar with the company that we work for.
Oh, really?
We both work for now. Yeah, at that time, I didn't work for the company.
Right.
But we met up, you know, and we were having fun together, but we didn't want to... We both had bad relationships in the past.
Yeah.
So it was like, no, we're just friends, you know, friends with benefits or friends with...
Which never works, by the way.
Which never works, by the way. And
why doesn't it work?
Because everyone gets feelings, even men. So it's like, stop.
Well, eventually you got to look at, okay, what are we in here? Which right. is what we did. We looked at it one day and went, okay, what is this? I mean, we at the stage that we were still denying we were in relationship, we were living together.
Wow.
So we
yeah, that's kind of bizarre.
And you were both kind of bizarre. And you were both denying you were in a relationship.
We're like, no, hey, we live really together, but we're not together.
We're just flatmates, you know,
who shag every once in a while.
But it's like, but when we got clear, okay, we're in relationship now. How do we want to create it?
Right.
Then we started moving into, you know, building upon it, building upon the relationship, and actually right. creating it so it worked.
Right.
Yeah.
So did it work in the end?
It did work the whole time until it stopped working, and then we went, okay, let's do something different now.
Right. So how long were you together in total?
About 7 years.
7 years.
Yeah. Oh, so you're not together anymore?
No.
Oh, no, damn. No.
And we actually wrote this book while we were together, and then
the book tore you apart?
No, the book didn't tear us apart.
But it made you sort things out a little bit.
Well, it actually made us start looking at what was true for us.
Right.
But the book was due to be launched, I don't know, in a couple of months previous to us separating, and Justine, the PR agent, she was right. like, who writes a book on relationship and then gets separated?
Right.
We were like,
yeah.
I was like, what am I going to do?
Exactly.
Probably experts, though.
Yeah, how am I going to get you interviews?
Well, I mean, I hope this book ends by saying, like, we didn't want one. Because then people are going to be like, we don't believe you.
Not now. But it's like, but the people are, it's been the $1 million question. Why are you guys in a relationship now then if you've written a book on it?
Right.
But one of the things we talk about in the book is you've got to be willing to get to a place when the relationship's not working.
Right.
And go, okay, is there something else you want to choose? Yeah. Right. Okay, let's do that.
Right.
Celebrate it.
You need to know how to break up as well.
Yeah. And that's what we've done. I mean, we're great friends now. We still create together. We've still got business together. We've still got property together. We're still in relationship without the relationship.
Exactly.
It's different.
Jeez. Shit, I'm in a similar situation too. It's been going on a long time, but
when my relationships end, adios, never seeing you again.
Yeah,
but I also I'm like really immature, so
I'm really good friends with Brendan and Simone, and I've seen them create a phenomenal relationship together, and I've never seen people so elegantly break up a relationship, and it's not even a breakup; it's like this conscious uncoupling.
Right, exactly. Right? Yeah. Like
they're doing it very elegantly.
And it's unusual, so you have to define it, right? I mean, because it's like I've gone for so long and we don't really define what we have, you know? And it's just like crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know? And it the whole breakup thing, it means so much to people. Like I remember when we actually separated. And you know, I was looking at, okay, so what do I want my life to look like now? And the gardener I had at the time at my house, he came along and he heard, because he'd known us for 7 years, and he was more upset than I was.
Really?
And I was like, okay, this is the way that people see it, though, because they see that, oh my God, you guys are such a great couple, now you're not.
Right.
What's wrong? But it's like, there's nothing wrong. It's just changed.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, that's one thing I think about is, why do we have to be forever with the same person, you know? I mean, what's wrong with a marriage for 20, 30 years, you know? And then it's just that it's harder to find somebody when you're older. But at the same time, I don't see the forever thing. I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be. That's the way I think, you know?
I see a forever thing with everyone I meet.
Really?
Yeah, right from the
jump. Yeah, that's true. You do.
So you're romantic?
Yeah.
And then that's like, why people are running for the hills.
But the person that's meant for me won't be running for the hills. I'm never going to change me
no,
for somebody else.
It's not to change you, but maybe your approach.
I'm not going to change my approach because that's how I'm always going to approach it.
Okay.
Yeah, so bye. Right. Run for the hills. Peace out, motherfucker. But true, I'm probably really intimidating.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you have to ask yourself. Yes, you have to. I mean, this guy, she gave him her number and he goes, you're the first. This is the first time a woman ever gave me a number.
Oh, I hung out with him yesterday, by the way.
You did?
Yeah, not for me.
No?
No, great guy. Just didn't make didn't make anything tingle.
Right. So it's just, you see, you went based on the looks, right? In the beginning. And
yeah,
you hope there would be something
else. And I always hope that there's like, I mean, he had a good personality, but it wasn't a personality I would wake up every day and be like, oh.
Right.
And if I can tell that within 2 hours at a pool.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to work out for us, honey.
Hey, at least you know what you want.
Yeah, she puts it out there, you know. But I mean, I'm just saying that based on what you've been telling me and all these guys she approaches, in the end, they ignore her or don't respond and things like that. And I think you're scaring them off.
Yeah, probably so.
What do you think?
Well,
I mean, you know, when
I don't know if I want to get involved in that.
No, but in general, I mean, you're like a relationship person and you feel that you know. Give us a little advice for her. What do you do if she's is she too out there, do you think?
Well, no, not necessarily, because you got to look at what's true for you.
Right.
You know, and if that's true for you is to be that person in which to wait until you get the guy who's strong enough to actually withhold your force.
That's true.
Then you'll find the guy.
Thank you.
So you need a strong guy who can handle a woman
who
making
can handle
move
the
on
bulldozer him. Who's going to run over the men until she finds the one who can withstand the bulldozer.
That's pretty much the situation right now.
Yeah.
Whether he's out there or not is a different
story. Yeah, it's a different story. Honestly.
Hey, with 4 million people in LA, you'll find him. Just keep looking.
Yeah, you got to trickle down. Half of LA is gay, so there's already 2 million.
Okay, I guess that's not a big pool for you.
Yeah. And then another half is married,
yeah,
or in a relationship. So that's already down to 1 million.
That's true.
We're falling low here. It's not going to work out.
Yeah. So, Brendan, what do you think about like extramarital affairs and things like that, like cheating? Obviously, a lot of people do, right?
A lot of people do.
Why is that?
Why do people cheat? Is it just because they're bored? Are they not in love with who they are with? Do you think they could be in love with who they're with?
It is a massive topic. I mean, because some people do it to get back at somebody else. Some people do it to be unkind. Some people actually do it because they want to find something else within them that they can't find with their partner. Some people do it because they can do it. But at the end of the day, they do it because they can do it.
That's true, right?
So it's like, but it's like.
What do you mean because they can do it? Because they know that their wife knows and. The wife is just like, oh, whatever.
No,
see you when you get home from cheating on me.
No, they just do it anyway.
They do it because, I mean, like anything that all of us do in our lives, everything's a choice.
Yeah.
Do it because you can do it, not because I did it because you're unkind to me, or I did it because the sex with you is no good, or I did it because they're all justifications for why we choose.
Right.
We don't choose because of that. We choose because we can choose.
Right.
And then we go, oh my God, I got busted. Now, how do I come up with a good story?
Right.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think after an affair like this in a relationship, do you think the relationship can ever go back to the way it was?
No.
After that, even if the people stay together?
Look, I've seen.
Sometimes they do, right?
I've seen people, you know, work through it and stuff like that. But it's like, it really depends on how honest you're willing to be with each other.
Right.
You know? But you've got to be honest in a relationship with yourself and with the other person if you want it to work.
Right. That's the thing. I think the bigger thing in cheating is not the sex so much as it is the lying, you know?
Yeah.
I think
if you cheat and it's emotional, that's unforgivable. Yeah. I would rather someone just cheat on me with a one-night stand random
than
ever have like a actual emotional relationship.
Right, because then it's also an extended lie, you know? Yeah. It's like they keep lying to you.
It's like you're in love with someone else while you're quote-unquote still in love with me. No.
Right. But I just can't see in a relationship, at least today, with all the being able to be tracked online and everything. And how can people cheat? I mean, you can always trace the money back. No, but I mean, but she can look at the phone bill.
That's how my mom caught my dad.
Yeah, phone bill.
Phone bill.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, you can look at the phone bill. So you have to get a separate phone.
Yeah, but a lot of relationships now, nobody has joint bank accounts or phone lines. Most people are like, oh, okay, like I'll see you on the days I see you.
Right. But still, don't they have like common bank accounts or something?
No.
Why?
Let's just say
most relationships do, I
think. Yeah, maybe if you're like 5-6 years in.
Right.
I'm talking about like if you're like 6-7 months in, people still cheating.
Oh, okay. Well, that's early, you know. That's
so it's okay to cheat when it's early in the relationship?
No, but I can understand it because maybe there's no commitment yet, you know.
No commitment after 6 months? Yeah, I think there's a commitment after 4 weeks.
I don't know.
2 weeks.
I don't know.
I have an idea. You two should not get in relationship together.
Well, we're not going to.
Okay, good.
Not in this lifetime.
Me being the expert I am right now, it's not going to work.
That's why we only talk about it.
No.
But no, I mean, it's different views, different generations, different everything.
And
you know?
It's cultural, too.
It's cultural like, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How is it in Australia? I mean, are you aware of like sort of like a percentage of people cheating in relationships? Or, do we have any idea how many people actually do this?
I have no clue.
No clue, right?
It's not something I really look for unless somebody wants to talk about it. But, I mean, culturally in Australia, it used to be a lot about marriage, and now not that many people get married.
Right.
You know, they'll do de facto relationships where they'll live together and they'll have kids still, but they won't get married.
That's why is like that?
Isn't that like, but that's like no commitment really, is it?
Well, it depends. I mean, where does the commitment come from?
Right.
I mean, is that buying a house together? Is that having a child together? Or is it just the ring on the finger?
Right, right. But the thing is, I think it's harder for people to just break up when they're married than when they're not. You know, because then you have to go through the whole process and you go, well, you know, maybe I shouldn't, you know, you have enough time to think about it. Whereas without a marriage, you can just up and leave, you know?
Not when you got property and companies together.
Yeah,
that's
no.
True.
Kids. I mean, the separation that we had was an accounting nightmare.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, but we were willing to commit to each other while we were with each other.
Right.
And then we weren't willing to stay together based on that commitment.
Right. So you guys learned from each other, actually, and that's a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, after that, do you think you're going to get married? Have you been married before? No, right?
No, I haven't. I've got a 14-year-old son.
Uh-huh.
That was the previous relationship. We weren't married either.
Uh-huh.
So I've done long-term relationships.
Right.
But no, I'm not looking to go out there and get married.
Right. Why not?
Well, I don't.
Because it works for you without it.
It works for me without it. Yeah. Also, if I, you know, if there's someone there that I'd like to spend however much time with, awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't see relationship as a rest of my life thing because then you've already eliminated, you've stopped creating it.
That's true.
All right, we're together. That's it. We're together forever.
Right.
But isn't that...
Sounds boring.
It sounds terrible when you say it like that, but it's just true. But that's the truth about it. You don't want to get into a relationship to say, we're going to have fun for a little bit, but it's going to be over soon.
Well, what if you're in the relationship fully committed each day, though? Like, so you look at it every day and go, okay, so who are we today and what can we create together today? Not, all right, we're together now. How do we maintain this for 40 years so that we can still be in a relationship?
Right.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about
when you put it that way,
bored.
I'm never going to be in a relationship.
Right. And you know, things get stale. People change, you know. I mean, you know, 15, 20 years is a long time.
I feel like I could probably meet someone tomorrow and like love him, and then at some point maybe look at him and be like, I don't know what I'm doing with you anymore.
Yeah, because you grow apart sometimes, and because you also age, you know. I mean, especially when you get married young or something, you know. And then you grow together, but you could grow apart as well.
Oh, what if you date someone older and they age like quicker than you do?
Well, then you better think about that in advance.
Well,
that's why people don't do it.
That's why it's okay when 20-year-olds date 40-year-olds, because at some point, honey, he's going to be 70. You're only going to be like 30.
Yeah, well, yeah. Look at all the like Leo with his
21-year-old girlfriend.
Right. By the time she's his age, he's going to be dead already. Right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
30 years, 40 year difference. You know? 30 year difference.
I just hooked up with someone 16 years older than me. And when I was at his house, I was like, oh, I like being around him, but like,
yeah,
if I was ever with him for a long period of time, he's going to be like in diapers when I'm still like young and vibrant.
That's exactly what it is. You'll be the fucking caregiver, you know? Yeah.
Like we'll have fun in the beginning and then all of a sudden he's going to break his hip.
Right.
And then I'm going to be like, oh my God.
You'll probably break it.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm like, this isn't going to work, but I can have fun right now.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True.
Well, that's the whole thing though, is have fun right now. And that's where we lose the fun in relationship. We go, okay, now we're in it for 20 years. Where's the fun?
Right.
The key to a relationship that works is joy and fun.
Yeah.
If you don't have that, it's...
You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Right.
So you're saying that to do that even when you have kids, right?
Yes.
It's like, but doesn't it affect the kids, though? I mean, isn't it better when they have a stable home? Well, I'm not saying it would be a stable home without, but knowing there's a future, whereas... The way you present it, or even I do, is like, well, it'll end when it ends, you know?
I think that should honestly be what we teach kids anyway. Mm. So no one's effed up in future relationships. Because, I mean, my parents stayed together, quote unquote, for the kids. And I think we're all messed up from that.
Yeah.
It would have been better if they just left each other
40
years ago.
But you don't know that. You don't know that. Because I'm telling you, with me, that's what happened. The kids were young and it didn't turn out any better. I don't think so. I think it would have been a lot different if I'd if we'd stayed together, maybe a lousy relationship, but still, you know, I don't know if there's an answer for that, really.
Well, I know, really, when, I don't know.
When I left my son's mother when he was 4, mm. and I remember one day I was giving him a bath. And
so you did the leaving?
I did the leaving.
Damn.
And I'm so bad. Such an asshole.
For wanting just a good life for everybody, right?
But I was giving him a bath one day and he was upset and he was crying. I said, hey, what's going on? And he said, I want you guys to be back together. I want mommy and daddy to be back together. So I talked to him from this place of, okay, so I could do that, but I am not going to be happy.
Right.
Like, and I showed him the place.
And this is at 4?
Yeah.
Damn. Really? That's really young.
Yeah.
It is young, but you've got to be honest with your kids because they're aware of this energy that's going on between
Yeah.
people.
I mean, I talked to my dad now and he's like, honestly, like, I stayed with your mom for you guys and I was miserable.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
For years, miserable. He's like, I think about it now. I'm 57. I stayed with your mom for 33 years. I should have left her after 20.
Right.
And I wasted all that entire period of my life. Right. Mind you, he cheated, but still. It's yeah, like, but and he continued to cheat. So you still were doing you, Dad.
Right. And that's the thing. That's what he's saying. You know, I mean, when you get to a point where you feel you have to cheat, you can just break it off and leave. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's why I don't.
Because cheating is essentially because you want to have your relationship and you want to have sex outside the relationship.
But that means you're not happy, I feel.
Right.
Like, if you're looking for because sex outside stuck, of your relationship, right. something's missing.
So he's right. You know, I mean, you don't have to be committed forever. Stay committed as long as it works. You never know what's going to happen in the future.
Right, you know? Right. Do yeah. you think that if you're looking for sex outside of your relationship, you're not happy? Like, wouldn't you be like, I'm not a happy camper?
Start asking yourself, okay, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Why am I choosing?
I wouldn't be happy at
but
all.
See, one of the things I do is I had to get honest with me.
Right.
Okay, I want to go out and have sex with everybody. Okay, why?
Yeah.
Because I have a penis. Okay, good. But it's like, but it's getting that place of, okay, I'm going to be honest
Sometimes
with me.
Sometimes I feel like that's ego. Was it your ego? Were you insecure?
I'm giving you an example.
Oh, it wasn't you.
It wasn't me. I'm not saying yes, I have a penis, friends. So I'm going to have sex with everybody.
Well, I thought you were talking about yourself,
yes,
too.
Yes, me too. I was like,
no,
I'm
trying to give you blunt examples on how, A, how men function.
Right,
they
that's
think,
true.
Okay, penis goes up, brains go away.
Right.
This is how our mind works.
Right. That's true. That's very true, you know, and people try to fight that, but that's reality. And our job really as males is to overcome that pull that you have to constantly want to spread your seed, you know,
yeah.
and sort of like go, you know, I should stay monogamous.
I don't know if that's
you know?
Like the exact way to put it, because I don't think guys that are like going out and sleeping with a lot of women are trying to have kids with every single
no,
one.
No, they're not. But what I'm saying on a primitive level, that's the sex drive of the male.
But women have just as high of a sex drive. We ain't out here in these streets doing that.
I didn't say that, but women have more of an inclination to have one partner that would take care of her and the family.
Well, family's going a little.
Oh,
deep.
The offspring. Okay.
Well, one of the things that I mentioned in that book as well is women do sex to get relationship. Mm-hmm. So they'll do the sex to get in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Men are the opposite.
Right.
Men will do relationships so they have steady sex.
Right.
And then both ways, they don't really work because the woman gets in the relationship and then they don't want to have sex.
Right, right.
Well, they get married and then they don't want to have sex.
That's not me.
Well, not now, but maybe when the relationship got stale or something, you wouldn't want to be into it.
If you were
angry or whatever, you know.
If I'm angry, that's when I'm for sure having sex with you.
Okay, then I can't help you, okay? You're a different kind of person.
I am. That's why I'm going to be single for life.
The book is Relationship, Are You Sure You Want One? And our guest is Brendan Watt. He wrote this with Simone Melassus. And so you say there's no perfect relationship. The keys to intimacy. What are the keys to intimacy? I've always wondered about that. How do you view that?
Well, most people look at intimacy as sex.
Right.
Okay, once we're having sex, we're intimate with each other. No,
yes.
that's sex.
Mm.
That's
no.
putting body parts together. That is not
yeah.
about being intimate.
So it's not making love. It's just sex.
Well, it's still. But people look at that as the place where they can have the intimacy.
I see.
If you can only have the intimacy in sex, then what about the rest of your relationship?
Well,
right.
Well, I know. I think you can definitely have intimacy when you're having conversation. If you can't carry a conversation or...
Not while you're having sex.
No, well, hey, depends what you like, you know?
Yeah, let's
exactly.
talk world politics while you're inside
you
of me.
And another piece of advice on that, if you want to get a man to say anything and you want anything out of him, talk to him after sex.
Really?
But there's pragmatic things that
What do you mean? I don't get
or
that.
Or even before sex.
Let's focus on that.
You really want it,
after
though.
Sex.
Really?
For 5 minutes after sex, you will pretty much get a man to do whatever you want.
Really?
And people think that's blunt, but it's like, but it's honest.
Really? So if you ask him a question after sex and he answers,
well,
is it the truth or
let's
not?
Let's say if you want some new clothes or something. If you ask after sex, he's pretty much going to do whatever you want.
Yeah, but then you leave and then it's shopping day and he's nowhere to be found. That's
get the credit card after sex.
Yeah, exactly. Get the credit card.
Be smart. Can I get the credit card now, please? You know, but have fun with it because most people make this into such a serious thing. Oh, well, that means that men like only think about sex. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you recognize the person you're with, recognize what it is you're after, then you can start having some fun, not looking at, oh, it's so serious. Relationship's so serious.
Yeah.
It's like you get bored with it.
Yeah,
and
I think that scares men away too when females are like that.
Like what?
Like when you have sex with them and it's like immediately after. It's like, so what are we?
What's going to be relationship?
Don't do that.
Yeah.
So when are we,
what are we doing here?
When are we? Well, it's worse if you're about to have sex with them and you pull up in a U-Haul, you know, with a Marry Me t-shirt on or something.
Oh my
but
God.
It's like,
I'm moving in.
But. Most people won't talk about what it is that they desire the other person for.
Right. Mm. Right.
So it's like if you're already going into the sex going, okay.
I try to ask right in the beginning. Like I'll say like, is this like a one night stand thing? Are we like, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, like, you know what you want, which
is
great.
Like if I'm approaching a guy for some fun, this is what bothers me about men. Right. So if a woman approaches a man, like I have done lately because I'm getting older and I want to like, I don't have time to waste, especially if I see them looking at me. I'm like, are you going to do anything or do I have to do everything here? Like,
yeah.
But then you hang out with them. Let's say you hook up with them and then they immediately think you're in love with them after you just told them, I've never been in love.
Yeah.
I don't love you, dude.
Well, that's probably a man who's looking for somebody to love him.
Yeah.
You
gotta, that makes
you gotta recognize who you're dealing with. And that's why if you're looking for just sex, find someone who just wants to have sex.
Right.
Not somebody who wants to fall in love with you because A, the sex will probably be good for maybe once, maybe twice. And then they're going to be like, oh, when are you coming over? Why haven't you called me? It's like,
right.
Look at what it is you want and be honest with yourself.
That's true.
Interesting.
So, Brendan Watt, you have an event tonight, right?
I do.
May 31st.
Uh-huh.
What is it and where can we see you?
It's called Relationship Done Different. It's at the Kimpton Hotel in Hollywood.
Okay.
Starts at 7 o'clock. I'm going to be extremely irreverent. And I mean, I did one there 2 weeks ago and it was quite funny because
really?
I get a little, you know, I like to have fun with this topic.
Right.
You know,
it is fun.
It's
got
to be fun or people
you talk,
get bored.
Because everybody relates to it. You know, everybody.
And everyone has different opinions on it.
Well, right. And it's not even, I mean, relationship, we go straight to, okay, it's who I'm having sex with. It's who I'm living with. It's what you got relationships with. You guys have a relationship.
Right, that's true.
You interact with everybody.
Right.
You know? Yeah, for sure. Justine, what about you? Get a little closer.
I'm going to the event tonight.
You are?
Yes.
That's not what we were asking. We were asking what's your story. So are you in a relationship right now?
I am.
And it's working out?
It's going great, thanks to Simone and Brendan.
Really?
I listen to a lot of their tours.
Really?
It's going amazing now. But I was single for my whole entire life. I was single
really?
For about, I don't know. Yeah.
But you were with men and dating, right? But
not even that much.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you have a lot of catching up to
like
do.
Like no sexy time? No.
She's got a lot of catching up to do. I'm jealous of the guy she's with because my God, you know, he's getting a lifetime full of
shit you missed out on, girl.
Yeah, but
I was going crazy because I was looking for the one, and once I dropped looking for the one and just had fun and had
that's when you found him.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long have you been together now?
We've been together for nearly 5 years, and
really?
We've got a daughter who you met before.
Yes.
And another one on the way.
Oh,
you're pregos?
Yeah.
Well, you're not pregnant at all.
Well, probably early. No,
4 months.
Yeah, you did not look 4 months at all. God, when I'm 4 months, I'm going to be a balloon animal.
Yeah. So how did you find your significant other?
We met online, but I actually used like a lot of the tools. Like I didn't go for the perfect person.
Right.
Like I like someone that's a swimmer. He doesn't swim.
Okay.
I don't like that's snoring. He snores. But you know what? Like at the end of the day. Yeah. But at the end
of the day, he's fine.
I asked for someone that was kind and caring, and he's exactly that. So
very cool. So you're willing to overcome some of the drawbacks, not even drawbacks, but let's say just you know, the things that you're not 100% with.
Well, right. Brendan showed me where I was doing crazy, like most girls in relationship.
Uh-huh. Yes, I definitely talked to you a lot about that.
Yeah.
How long have you been working together now?
Oh, we've known each other for
like 8 years.
8 or 9 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. And how did you guys meet?
We met through Access Consciousness.
Oh,
same,
really?
The same company.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it was the wife and you, too. All the same company. Not as your wife, but your relationship, your girlfriend.
He's like, hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah, no. That's
I was like, what wife?
That's what I meant.
I don't remember a wife.
Sounds very interesting, you know? I mean,
but if you listen to the tips and tools, it does actually work. Like, if you've been single for ages and you're looking for a relationship, like, yeah, look, I mean, I just started asking someone kind and caring to show up.
Right.
I mean, I've been praying on that, and I haven't found not one single kind of care man.
Ask him.
Getting closer. Yeah.
Do you want somebody kind and caring?
I do.
Really?
I do, but I want to have fun. I want a little spice. Like, I want to argue from time to time, even though it's, like, not that serious.
Well, yeah, you need to ask for somebody who's passionate.
Yeah, exactly.
Ask for that. You'll get the perfect man.
Yeah, right? And someone who has a job, too.
Yeah.
Although you've been meeting rich people, too.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's who you've been going after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
She wants the stars, the celebrities, you know? So what do you expect you're going to get? You know, I mean, they're not available emotionally, I don't think.
Yeah, but I think they are, though.
You think?
Yeah, I don't think they trust anybody. Mm. I feel like they just feel like every chick is probably out for a baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not touching it. Not going there.
So this is tonight. If you guys want to check it out, it's in Hollywood. How can people find more information about it? Do you have anything online?
I've got my website, which is brendanwatt.com.
Okay.
And we've also got the Relationship Done Different website and also that book, Relationship Are You Sure?
Yeah, relationshipareyousureyouwantone.com.
Thank God you're here. Yeah. Okay, good.
Wow, so you have a lot of websites.
Yeah.
And people can check it out, find out more about Brendan and everything. And if you want some really good help with your relationship, if you've been waiting a long time to find someone, maybe you're doing something wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I can learn from that too, you know? Maybe I'll just go there. It's a Friday night. Sounds good, you know?
And it's different. That's why it's called Relationship Done Different. It's not about the normal stuff. It's about... what I like to see is when people, whatever relationship they like, whether it's married and they like to have a boring marriage, okay, great, let's work on that. If that's truly what you want, let's work on that so that you don't give up, you to have it.
Right.
So that you get to keep all of you in order to be in that relationship that you've decided you want.
Right.
And that's where I like to come from. Not, all right, well, that relationship shouldn't be that way. Yes, it should. It should be exactly the way you want it to be.
Mm.
And that's why... you know, having a relationship that works doesn't need to look any certain way, because a relationship that would work for me wouldn't work for you.
That's
wouldn't work
true,
for you,
right?
And wouldn't work for you.
Mm-hmm. That's
and the
true.
Four of us, we look for this commonality in what we should choose with relationships, and it's just, they're all different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, every single relationship I've ever been in has been very different.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if they don't work out, the common denominator is you, you know, so you have to, no?
Mm-mm.
Well, it's oftentimes, what have I done wrong?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So then we go into this wrongness of us.
And then the guilt, and then you blame yourself.
And it's like, okay, it didn't work. What choice did I make that created this?
Right.
And then you look at it and go, oh, I wasn't in the question at the start. Will this relationship actually work? I knew it wouldn't work.
Right.
And for most,
it's true. I think you know instantly if it's going to work or not.
You do.
Yeah.
And every relationship I've ever been in, it's like I knew if it would work or not work.
Right.
I mean, I stayed in one for 11 years that I knew wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
And it was horrible.
Yeah,
but
right?
I was like,
it's a terrible way to live like that. Yeah.
I'm going to make this work. You know,
right. That's what I say to every guy.
Yeah. I'm like, work.
Nope. It's been 2 months. We've invested time. We're going to make this work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I've been with someone for years?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. God.
No, me neither. Me neither.
I don't know.
Sometimes I take the fun out of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm so stressed about where is this going that I take the fun out of.
Well, if you look at it from, okay, what's this relationship going to cost me?
My happiness.
If that's your happiness, get out. Yeah. Quick.
Well,
run.
It is? It's like, okay, so I dated this guy a few months ago and I was happy when I was with him, but I'm in the grand scheme of things, I was unhappy when I wasn't with him because I just knew he wasn't the right guy for me, but I really wanted him to be because we had so much fun together. We always had fun. We always laughed. But he was like a dog, lots of money, lots of bitches, like just not what I wanted five, 6 years from now.
You just couldn't train him correctly.
Yeah. No. And he was not willing to be trained. So
yeah, you can't train
people. So he's a bad dog.
Man.
Bad dog.
Yeah, no.
Justine, but I find it fascinating about you. So you were looking for like a perfect person and you couldn't find them, right?
Yeah.
What were some of the things you didn't like? About men.
I mean,
besides the swimming and everything, you know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, like not many people swim.
Yeah, but there is no perfect person, right?
Right.
So I was looking for someone that had money. I was looking for someone that was athletic. So I was looking for someone that could provide and make me happy. But
yeah, like everyone's checklist.
Like Superman.
Like everyone's checklist.
But a lot of girls get tripped up on this. And it's only when you do that shift, was what Brendan talks about, and asking for someone kind and caring, you'll see what shows up.
Mm. Really?
And it can be overnight.
Okay, I'm asking for someone kind and caring.
Yeah.
Let's manifest it.
Well, what was your list? You didn't have a list before, did you?
No, I didn't have a list, but I mean, I'm too picky, I think, with looks and things like that. 110%.
You know?
Yeah.
He's like on dating apps, and every person that pops up, he's like, ugh.
Swipe left or right? Left or right? That's the question.
Yeah, but what if you went for someone totally different?
I know, but I got to be able to look at them and feel attracted to them.
Yeah, but sometimes
and
the
I'm not the only one.
Later.
I mean, look, maybe, but the thing is that those apps work based on pictures for a reason, because everybody's first criteria is the looks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, whether you like it or not, look, you gave that guy your phone number just because you liked the way he looked. Mm-hmm. You don't know anything about him.
Yeah, but then I met up with him. I took the risk, and then I was like, well, that was
but
it. That's all
I'm
I needed.
Saying,
yeah.
But I'm not going to give someone a chance whom I'm not attracted to.
I'm actually giving someone a chance today that I'm not physically attracted to.
Really?
I was like, I'm switching it up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not working.
Yeah, but how are you going to be attracted to them at any
He had point? A good personality.
Yeah, but it's
He popped a couple jokes when he asked for my number. I said,
you know
what?
But you'll have to have sex, and then what if you're not attracted to him?
I don't know. I'm not going to think that far
Why?
Into it.
The sex could happen after the second date.
No, it's definitely not. That doesn't normally happen. I was recently in one night stand. I'm traumatized for life. I'm traumatized for life. I'm making everybody wait. Six dates.
That's the record. 6 days. Okay, good.
What do you think? How many dates should somebody go on?
I feel like it doesn't matter. Even if you sleep with someone on the first night, it's like, it's not going
to
make a difference.
Yeah, if it was meant to work, it'll probably work.
I mean, I've seen so many people do, it's 5 dates or 6 dates. So they,
and then the end result is
exactly
the same.
And then they have the sex, and the sex is shithouse.
Right.
And they go, okay, why did we do that?
And it was a waste of time.
We wasted our time.
Have sex whenever it's fun to have sex.
And exactly. And you want to get it out of the way first thing, because if not... If not, then you would have wasted your time on something that's not going to work.
I actually agree with you.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to... So when I had the one-night stand, my sister was like, well, because after I had the one-night stand, he hit me with the... Because we had a great time. Great conversation, great sex. I was like, oh, I don't love him. He's 16 years older than me. Grandpa, blah, blah, blah. I just want to have fun. Like, I can have fun with this dude. Then he hit me with the, hey, I'm going out of town for a few weeks and... I don't know where it's going, but I just want to let you know I met someone. I just want to be honest with you.
Oh,
and I'm like, and I go,
that's the way of saying that was a one night stand.
Yeah.
Don't call me.
Right.
Yeah. But then he's still hitting me up.
Well, does he want another one night stand?
No, because, okay, so he asked me for a video last week. I sent him a video because it's like, you already see me naked. I don't really care.
But you know, I know, but the thing is, you have to realize it's not only that person that's going to see it.
I don't care. And my video's bomb. Please show all your boys so they can all tell you to fuck.
And the internet too?
No.
And on the internet?
Well, if I am very confident in my videos, if they ever leaked, oh, well, at least I look good in them.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I tell
you. But don't
even
put it out there.
You might not want to believe everything that people tell you.
No, I believe they look good.
No, I'm not saying about the look good, but I'm saying about if he's saying all of this stuff, you got to actually listen to. It's like most of us go, somebody will say something to you to whether it's to have sex, have a relationship, and we'll go, oh, okay, they said that, so that must be the way they feel.
Right.
People lie.
Yeah. Oh, 110%. Yeah.
You
got
to be willing to actually hear what's truthful in somebody's head rather than, oh, I mean, you said it was just going to be a one-night stand, so I believed you.
Right. Right.
Doesn't mean anything. Just because somebody says something doesn't mean they actually mean it.
Yeah. So, like, he asked me for a video. I sent it. He's like, oh, you look amazing. I left him on scene because, like, where's this conversation even going? You know? So then he got seen on, like, one of the blogs on a date with, like, a 22-year-old on Memorial Day weekend. And I'm like, that's not your girlfriend. So I tested him. I said, hey, so when am I seeing you? And he's like, hey, you, I told you I met someone, you naughty girl. And he sent me like the devil face emoji. And I'm like, okay, and I'm just trying to have fun. So are we having fun tonight or not? Am I leaving where I'm at? And he was like, nope, going to bed, smiley face, got to get up early. And I go, so let's be on the same page. Then I was a one night stand. He goes, are you guilting me? I said, I told you at your house, I've never had a one night stand. So I'm not guilting you. This is new to me.
Right.
Like, what?
The drama of relationships.
The drama.
That's not a relationship, though. That's just a waste of time.
Well, everything is a relationship, even if it's 2 days. You know, I mean, the thing is, you're relating one person to another. You know, it's not a long-term or serious relationship, but you are interacting with a person. That's a relationship.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway, we're totally out of time. Brendan, tell people again how they can find you online.
Yep, so you can find me at brendanwatt.com.
Okay.
The book at relationshipareyousureyouwantone.com.
Right.
Class tonight you can find on my website, or you can find it at relationshipdonedifferent.com. I'm not going to give out my phone number.
Not necessarily, so. Not at this point. But you're also on social media and stuff.
Yeah, I'm on. Yeah,
we can go through your page.
I'm out there, you know.
Right. Justine, thank you so much for making this happen.
Thank you.
You guys are great publicists. So you're traveling also from Australia, right? Or are you located here?
No, I travel from Australia.
Really? Yes. So you travel together for the book tour and all that stuff?
Yeah, for the book tour, wow. For a lot of different events. Yeah.
That's very nice. Yeah. So you're having fun too, right?
A lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are some of the places you travel to outside of Australia?
Well, we've been to Houston.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to New York for a week,
uh-huh.
And then LA, and then I'm off to Milan next week. Yeah.
Wow.
And then Brendan goes to Chicago.
You're going
to
Chicago.
Chicago and then Mexico and then Argentina.
Wow.
And home for a couple of weeks and then off again. So
very nice.
I don't really live in Australia. My clothes reside there, but that's about it. I go home and repack and then go again.
Right. So you're not in a relationship currently, right?
No.
That's why you can up and leave whenever you want to, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you're in a relationship, I'd be like, no. Where are we going?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Brendan, Justine, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Definitely very enlightening, a lot of fun and stuff. I think we learned something today, did we?
Probably not now.
Well,
in one ear, out the other.
Well, not really. I mean, just think about it.
I'm going to read your book, though. I read every dating book.
But look, I mean, we got one thing from him.
Ask
for somebody kind and loving, right?
Well, it depends what you want. If you want to have sex all the time,
right.
Maybe ask for something different.
Exactly. Don't ask for someone loving and
kind. Well, I would like that, but like with someone kind and caring.
Right. That wants to have sex all the time. Yeah.
Well, they exist as well.
Yeah.
You just got to be clear on what you're asking for.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody, on Facebook, and we'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.